So we have these different energies. So in we can assign the numbers 1 to 10 to these energies and try to feel out where you might be. Are you a number 10 in your energy, number 3, number 6? What do you think it is? Now, one of the problems in relationships, and you're going to see why establishing the molecular relationship isn't something that's been done since the time of Jesus or possibly King Arthur, because it requires so much balancing to be able to make it work, because a molecule has to be in balance or else it will not work. That's the number one. There's another really important ingredient we're going to talk about later, but that's the first ingredient. It has to be in balance. Now, if a male is a 2 and he marries a female which is an 8, well, she's going to be a person that is strong on wanting to have somebody give to her and give her a lot of things. Okay. Matter of fact, there's a word for these type of females. We call them high maintenance. Now, they're not all high maintenance, but they're high maintenance in one way or another. Not some of them are high maintenance on the physical plane. Others expect a lot on the spiritual plane. But the woman that's an 8 wants the desires of her heart given to her by her mate, and she wants it really strong. Now, if she's married to a 2, then he won't have a very strong desire to give. He'll just be living his little life thinking, well, I do my thing and you do your thing. Well, that's not what she wants. She wants somebody that can really give her a lot. Now, it could be if she's very carnally minded, then she'll want new cars, a new house, and a lot of really nice clothes. If she's more spiritually minded, she will want higher things. So because she's an 8 doesn't mean that she's just a typical high maintenance gal. But she will be high maintenance from the aspect that she will have high expectations. So if a female is 8 or 10 and she's married to a 2, there's going to be a lack of balance there. The guy who's a 2 is going to have an overflow of demand from him that's going to make him feel like he's never good enough. Okay, and the woman is going to think, well, why did I marry this guy? I mean, I thought he was smart or something like that, but he's not given to me. I'm not satisfied. Why am I not satisfied? So then she goes out and she has affairs to fill in that vacuum of energy. And the guy who's only a 2 doesn't really want to have an affair because he's not motivated that much. You know, he just lives in his own little world. So when he finds out that his wife had an affair to balance her energy, he just can't understand. Can't understand why that happened. And so one of the things that we need to do is find the right mate for us, which is very important. And in the molecular relationship, your mate in the molecular relationship or your partner doesn't have to be your marriage partner. But if you are married and you're both in the spiritual work together, then you'll want your mate to be your molecular partner also. But your molecular partner doesn't have to be have a romantic relationship with you. But there needs to be a balance of these energies. So in looking for a mate, we need to find one that is our opposite in energy. If you're a highly charged female, you should find you a fairly highly charged male. If you're a highly charged male, you should find a fairly highly charged female. If you're closer to the 0 point, then you should find somebody close to the 0 point for you, for your mate. This will balance your energies off. If you can't find anyone, If you're single in the molecular relationship, then you just find a partner, a working partner to work with. Okay, so that is one thing. So this is one thing that interferes with balance, is the balance of these energies. The second thing that interferes with balance is the balance in evolution. You should find somebody near your point in evolution. If you're near your point in evolution, then if you're a female, you can receive from a male near your point or in evolution or higher. And it's advantageous for a female to get somebody a little bit higher than herself in her life somewhere. If her husband is not higher than herself, then she can have a spiritual teacher or some mentor of some kind that is always pulling her up higher. Because the female has this internal desire to be lifted. And the male has an internal desire to lift. Now, I've had a handful of females give me flack on this that are kind of in the feminist type of thinking when I've talked to them before about the molecular relationship. But most women that I've talked to, when I explain this to them, say, yeah, you know, I really do have an internal desire to be sent to and to be lifted up by a male. That would balance my energies. Now, what do you gals think about that? Does that feel right? Does this feel right to you? What do you think, Susie?
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah.
I was like when James lifts me up.
What else is James?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it explains a lot of things in my marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think marriage is a lot easier than if the woman feels like she can just lean on the guy, you know? And the guys like to be leaned on. Yeah. Don't you think, Steve? Yeah. You look like about an 8 or 10, so.
Just to the books department.
I just wanted to say, when you first met me, you said, I'm never going to find a man who can send to me. Manner, nanner, I did.
Well, good for you. I never thought you'd find Michael.
I noticed there's about 22 people here, and 11 of them are women. So, and I also noticed when I attended various churches in my life, we would stand up and sing a hymn sometimes, and I always noticed I was a head taller than everybody in the room, because they were all women and children.
Yeah, what's interesting about New Age type philosophy, you go to these their seminars and they're about 80% female, because the females want to learn, you know, and the guys, it's a kind of a learning situation where you go to these different things. And so but in ours, it's almost exactly male and females down the middle each time. It's really close to being even, which shows that we're balanced in our thinking here. But there are some type of events that are, you know, attract a lot more males and females than males. But especially in the New Age philosophical things that concentrate on heart energy, you have about 80%. Because a lot of the New Age people talk a lot about heart and love. The heart is female polarized, so when you talk about, give lectures and things about the heart and love and that type of thing, then you're going to attract a lot more females than males.